Today, Shir is a Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Mem Hei. We will begin on Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph, six lines from the top of the Amid, with the last word at the end of the line, Machriz. In yesterday's Shir, we learned that under certain circumstances, a Mocher cannot testify for a Loikeach. And in today's Shir, we begin where Rav, or some say Rapapa, tell us that there are certain occasions where a mocher must help a loikeach. Begins the Gemara. Machriz Rava, as the Rashbam explains, Dorash l'Rabim. Rava proclaimed, he gave a shir in public. V'item, and some say, Rapapa, that it was Rapapa who proclaimed this in public. The Salkon le'ela, those who are going up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and those who are going down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, we know that Eretz Yisrael is Gevoya Mikola Rotzitz, from all the lands around Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the highest, and therefore going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, one goes up, going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, one goes down. Everyone should know the following halacha. Hai Bar Yisrael, a Jew, the Zoven Le Chamra Li Yisrael Chavre, who sold a chamra, a chamor, and we'll soon see in the Rashbam why the case is specifically a chamor and not a pora or a talis like we had in yesterday's shir. A person who sold a chamor to Yisrael Chavre, to Yisrael's friend, v'ka'asi akum, and a goy came va'anis le'minei, and he forcibly, without edim, he took it away from the lokeach, dinahu, the halacha is, the mafzi le'minei, that he has to help the lekeach, the moicher has to help the lekeach to go to court, and he should bring witnesses, and he should have a judgment with the goy, as the Rashbam says on the third medium-wide lines, the akum tzaisi dinahem, that if he'll go to court and he'll prove that it belongs to him and he sold it to the Lekeach, so that it now belongs to the Lekeach, the Akum will listen to the din. So the halacha is, the Mavtzel Eminei, he's mechuyev to help in this situation the fellow Yisrael to whom he sold the object. Now the Ritva brings down that there's a machlokes rishonim, what exactly mafzi le'minei means. How far do you have to go? The lashon of mafzi, the Rashbam says, is taken from the pasuk in Tehillim, kuf mem dalid hapoitzes David avdoi micherev ra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu retrieved David his eved from the evil sword. So the halacha is that at a minimum, some rishonim learn that he has to go to court and help his Lekeach win against the Akum. However, other Rishonim, and we'll see a riot, and Nachlas Moshe brings a riot from the third Tosis, which we'll learn in a few moments, and the Rambam is the same Shita, that our whole Sugya here is speaking that not only does he have to help him, but actually if the Lekeach loses, the Moicher will have to compensate and pay the Lekeach. This actually will be a machlokas between Rava or Rapapa versus Amemar. Amemar will hold that in this situation, the Moicher does not have to help the Lekeach. He does not have to pay if it's taking away from the Lekeach. And the Rashbam, two-thirds down in the medium-wide lines in the brackets, states v'hachi kaimalon mishum da amemar basrohu, the actual halacha is like amemar who came later than Rava or Rapapa, and the halacha is that the moicher never has to help the lekeach. But meanwhile, we are learning now the sheet of Rava and Rapapa who say the moicher has to help the lekeach, and he even has to pay in case the court renders a decision that it belongs to the goy against the Lekeach. Now the Rashbam speaks out that the reason the case here is speaking about a chamor is because a chamor has a saddle. A pora or a talis, there is no saddle involved, and the case here had to be with a chamor that bears a saddle. as we'll soon see in a few moments, that it's only if the goy took away the chamor without the saddle. He says to the yid, to the lekeach, this chamor is mine. As the Rashbam explains, it was stolen from me. Or that the person that sold it to you stole it from me. But I'm only entitled to the chamor. The saddle is not mine. So this itself indicates that he's saying the truth. Because if he was just a person who steals things from Jews, he would have stolen everything. And that's why the Gemara, according to Rava or Rapapa, is of the opinion that the Moicher Yisrael has an obligation to help the Lekeach, and even according to the way the Rambam and Tosfos learn in the sugi here, that Rav is of the opinion that you even have to pay if it's taken away from the Lekeach. Continues the Gemara. V'loy amoran ela she'ena makrba shehibas chamore. When does the Moicher have to help or compensate the Lekeach? That's only if the Lekeach himself does not recognize that this is the child of, that this is animal was born from a chamor that belongs to the Moicher. He doesn't recognize that. So it could be what the goy is saying is correct. And that's the main point in the sugya here, that the Moicher is considered liable because it seems that what the goy is saying may be in fact correct. So if the Lekeach doesn't know on his own that it really belongs to the Moicher, he doesn't recognize that it's Bas Chamoiroi, so then the halacha is that the Yisrael, the Moicher, has to help the Lekeach. Avo makar bo shehi Bas Chamoiroi, loy. But if the Lekeach is makar that this Chamor was born from a Chamor that belongs to the Moicher, I know for sure that it is the Moicher's Chamor. So even if the court system will render a judgment that it belongs to the Akum, but I know the truth that it belongs, I was there when this Chamor was born, I know for sure that this belongs to the Moicher, the Chamor that I bought from the Moicher. So then, loy, then the Moicher does not have to help the Lekeach. He doesn't have to reimburse him. Because it's no fault of the Moicher what happened to the Lekeach. It's the bad mazel of the Lekeach. It's as a result of the goy who is a liar and who forcibly stole from him. And on that, the Moicher is not responsible. V'loy amoran. And also a second condition. We don't say that the Moicher has to help the Lekeach. Elu d'loy onesle l'vedei ulochba. That's only if he didn't grab both the chamor and the saddle. He took, as we explained before from the Rashbam, he took only the chamor and not the saddle. And that's why the case he was speaking about a chamor. So if he took the chamor and not the saddle, this indicates a little bit that he's an honest person. He's only taking what is rightfully his. So then the Moicher has to help the Lekeach. But if the goy stole not only the chamor, he stole the saddle as well, loy, then the Moicher does not have to help the Lekeach, because again, this would indicate that it's just because he is a person, a stealer to goy, it's the bad luck of the Lekeach, but the Moicher didn't do anything wrong, that he should have a moral responsibility to help the Lekeach. Now the Rashbam points out, in the third of the medium-wide lines, at the end, v'dafka akum. This whole sugya over here is only by a goy. Aval ka'anis le'li Yisrael. But let's say one yid grabbed away from another yid, le'mafzle, then the Moicher doesn't have to help the Lekeach. El yitvena bedin. Then the Lekeach should go to a din Torah. The ain ka'ach le'Yisrael leagues with chamor mechaver b'loy edem b'loy raya. He should make use of due process of the Bezdin, that this person grabbed something away from him. I bought it from the Moicher, and this other Jew grabbed it away from me. I'm going to go to Din and get my Chamor back. So then the Moicher is not responsible to help the Lekeach. However, in the case here of the Akum, where the Akum didn't take the Chamor and the saddle, he only took the Chamor, so then there is some indication that what the Akum is doing is correct, and that's why the Moicher has to help. So Toisus here, in Divri HaMaskel, Dinuhu DeMafzaleh, asks the question, Teima L'Rashba, that why should this be different than if this happened by a Yid? Delay Malay, I see Raya, Dibidin Tarfa, Vashalamlach, Dafil Gabi Yisrael, Matzulamei Merhachi, Kolshkan L'Gabi Akum. Why does the Moicher have to help the Lekech? And the Nachlis Moicher brings a Raya from the Lashon of Taisvis, Vashalamlach, that not only does he have to help, he has to actually pay. Taisvis is from those Rishonim who hold that you have to pay. Why should the Moicher have to pay to the Lekeach? Let him say to the Lekeach, as he would if this happened with a Jew grabbing it away from the Lekeach, bring me a proof that in fact belongs to the other Jew, that he wasn't a ganav. I am telling you, I sold you something that belongs to me. Bring me a proof that it belongs to the other Yid who grabbed it away from you, and then I'll compensate you. If, let's say, for example, I sold you with a chrayas, I'll compensate you if you can prove that it was not mine and it belonged to the other Yid. But bring a raya. So why should this case of Akum be different? Why does the Yid have to pay if the goy grabbed it away? The Yesh Loimer, Taisa's answers, the Meir Kikon Shibidini Akum Don Imoy, he went to the court system, Ubidineyam Havye Da Akum, and the court system rule that it belongs to the goy. Hilka chayv of tzoyse. Therefore, he's mechuyev to not only to intercede on his behalf and try to win it back for the lekeach, but tzoyse says he even has to pay because it looks like the Akum said the truth. He only grabbed the chamor and not the ukav. He went to the goyish court system and they ruled in favor of the goy. So therefore, there's a moral responsibility for the moicher to pay to the Lekeach. Rabbi Chanan says that it would come out, according to Taisvis, that there is some validity in the court system of the Akum, and Rabbi Chanan says that this is a Chiddush Gadol, to say that according to Rava or Rapapa, the way Taisvis is learning the sugya, that there would be some validity to the court system of the goyim. As we'll see, a maimer is going to bring the pasuk in Tehillim that asher piyam diber shav v'yiminam yimin shakar, and we'll soon see that the explanation of this pasuk is that their court system has no validity whatsoever. Let us continue with a maimer. A maimer amar afil leker kol hani, even if you don't have all these mitigating factors which would not obligate him to help or pay the lekeach. All of those mitigating factors are absent. In other words, as the Rashbam explains, he's not makir that it's bas chamoroi. And also the goy took the chamor without the saddle. So now we have every indication, according to Rav and Rapapa, that the Moicher has to help or even pay to the Lekeach. And Rameimar disagrees. Even if everything is pointing in the direction that the Moicher should help the Lekeach, and there's no reason why not, Loi. He's not Mechuyiv to help the Lekeach. He does not have to pay according to the way the Rambam and Tosfos learned the Sugya. My time, made the yoda, Lekeach knows, the stam oivik kechavim onesu, a regular goy is a person who steals from others. It's not any chsorn in what the moicher sold him. We have to assume that in fact it did belong to the yid, and the goy was an honest, he was someone who forcibly steals from other people. Even if he only took the chamor and not the ukav. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Mem Dalet, the same perek which the Rashbam quoted on the pasuk Hapoit says David Avde Mecherv Ra, which we were using in Rava and Rapapa, the maftzi lemenei, the lashon of maftzi, that you have to intercede or even pay on behalf of the likeach. Now, a Maimer quotes a different pasuk in that perek, asher piem diver shav. The words of the Akum is vanity. V'minam, their right hand, yamin shoker, is a right hand of falsehood. So the Chasam Sofer explains this pasuk, that the last phrase means even, v'minam, even the right hand, which would indicate that they're doing justice and it's truthful. We know that v'minam yamin shoker, that the Akum, their rendering of justice is yamin shoker. It is a false justice, the whole system, and therefore, according to a Maimer, and the Rashbam paskins like a Maimer, and so paskins the Rambam in Perek Yutes from Hilchus Mechira, Halacha Dalid, like a Maimer, that in this case that Rava and Rapapa spoke about, the halacha is that even if the court system of the Akum ruled that it should go to the Akum, there is no moral obligation for the Moichot to intercede on behalf of the Likeach. He certainly doesn't have to pay the Likeach, because we assume that this was all false and that the Moichot sold him something that really belong to the Moicher, and therefore there is no obligation for him to help the Lekech, or certainly not to pay when it's taken away from the Lekech by the Akum court system. I'd like to point out that this Gemara that we just learned is speaking about Akum Oivdei Kechavim Umazolois, those who transgress the prohibition of idol worshipping. On them, the pasuk says, Asher piem diber shav, v'minam yamin shaker. Continues the Gemara, umen ein loy chazaka. The Gemara is now going to explain the beginning of the Mishnah that we had, on daf mem beis omed aleph, where the Mishnah said, elu she'ein lem chazaka ha'umnin. The following is a list of people who do not have a chazaka, and the first one is ha'umnin. And each of these that are in the list have their own sugya, and now we're going to do the sugya of ha'umnin. And umnin does not have a chazaka. And the case, as the Rashbam explains for our Gemara, is that Reuven gave, let's say, a pair of shoes to Shimon the shoemaker, and he came after a while to get his shoes back, and Shimon says, yes, you gave me the shoes, however, after you gave it to me, I bought it from you. So the Mishnah is saying that the umman would not be believed when he says, l'kuachu biyadi. Normally we have a halacha that if somebody says l'kuachu biyadi, he would be believed. We have a chazaka, kol ma shetachas yad adam shalayhu, that normally everything that is under a person's hands is his, and therefore if somebody claims that it belongs to him, hamoytzi mechaver olav araya. However, there are exceptions to this rule. One of the exceptions, for example, is dvorim hasuyim lahashul lahaskir. If it is the normal way of people to lend these things, and the person who has it now, tachas yodai, says that you sold it to me, then he's not believed, because these are normal things that people lend one to another or rent one to another. The question which we're going to have here in our Gemara, and actually it's going to be a machloekes between Rabba and Abaya, do we compare the din of umen, where we can also say that normally, as the Rabbeinu Yoina speaks out, that umen is speaking about a case where one gave to the umen that which one normally gives to that umen. For example, shoes to a shoemaker, or an article of clothing to a tailor, or to a cleaner. So normally, that item, when it's given to the umen, is given for the umen to fix. And that will now be the shaila in the Gemara, exactly when do we say that Umen Ein Loi Chazaka? I think it is helpful, in order to understand the next piece of the Gemara, the machloikis between Rabbah and Abaya, exactly when the halach of Umen Ein Loi Chazaka applies, that if one would make a chart, and the one half of the page, the heading would be Edim, the other witnesses, the other half of the page, it would say Ein Edim, and then we would have for Rabbah, under Rabbah we would have in the margin a case of Loi Ra'ah, and under that Ra'ah, so in other words we would have four boxes. We would have Edim Loi Ra'ah and Edim Ra'ah, and we would have Ein Edim Loi Ra'ah and Ein Edim Ra'ah. And the same we would do for Abaya. So once we have this box, I think it's very, this chart, it's easier to see in front of us exactly what the Machloikis Rabba and Abaya is. And at this point, we will try to fill in those missing boxes and explain the Gemara properly. Begins the Gemara. Omer Rabba, said Rabba, Loishna, when did it say in our Mishnah? That Umen Ein Loi Chazaka, that he's an exception to the rule of Kol Mashatachas Yad Adam Shaloi Hu, and it's not the Moitzi who has to bring the Raya, but the Umen himself has to bring a Raya. That he bought it, that is only Elishama Shaloi Be'edim. Only if it was given over with Edim. And here the Rashbam says that according to Rabbah, it makes no difference whether Ra'ah or Loi Ra'ah, whether we now see this item by the Umen or we don't see it. If it was given over with Edim, in both cases, he has to either return the item to the Ma'arer or he has to pay for it. And the Rashbam explains that if it was given over with Edim, and as the Ritva tells us, either the Edim heard the Farish, that the person who gave it, the Ma'arer, told the Umen to fix his item. He told the shoemaker to fix the shoes. He gave it over as a pekodin, as an Umen, and for him to fix and to return it to the possession of the owner. Or, Tosfos and Divrei HaMashal, Avol Moser Loi Shaloi Be'edim, right before it gets wide, says, Kigon Shemoser Loi Be'edim Stam. V'loi pirish b'fneim im b'taris mech or im b'taris b'kodin. V'lohachi dafka umen ein loi chazaka de mistamo l'saknoi mosloi kivin d'loi pirish. So Taisa says, not necessarily like the Ritva, that the Edim b'feirish heard that it was given over to be fixed, but rather stam, when you give over to an umen, if you give shoes to a shoemaker, you're not giving it to sell to the shoemaker, you're giving it for the shoemaker to fix. Says Rabbah, that if there were Edim, that it was either spoken out or understood, that it's being given over to be fixed, so later the Umen cannot say to the Ma'arer, yes, you gave it to me to fix, but subsequently I bought it from you. Says the Rashbam, that even if we don't see the, let's say he speaks about a talus in the hands of the Umen. Let's say he gave a talus to be cleaned to the Umen. And Edim, Bezdin, no one sees the talus anymore by the Umen. And the Balabais is to weigh his talus. The Umen cannot claim Hechzartiv Loch. He can't, in other words, the Rashbam is saying, maybe there's a migui here. Believe him that he subsequently bought it with a migui that he could have said, yes, you gave it to me, but I gave it back to you. And look around my house, you won't see it. The Rashbam says, according to Rabbah, that's no good, because Rabbah's opinion is, as we'll soon see in the Gemara, hamafkid etzel chaver be'edim, tzorech lahachshaloi be'edim. And therefore, you should have given it back with Edim. If you received it with Edim, you should have given it back with Edim. So if you would make a claim you gave it back, you wouldn't be believed. Therefore, when you say Lekuach now, you're not believed with a Migui to say you could have lied better and you could have said that I gave it back. You have no Migui that you gave it back. And certainly, says the Rashbam, in the case of Edim, where we see it in his house, so there he doesn't have a migui of echzartiv to begin with, because we see it in his house. What is he tying it now? Lakuachu biyadi. He cannot claim lakuachu biyadi, because since Edim are testifying that he received it to fix, so then he's not nemen anymore to say lakuachu biyadi, that I subsequently bought it. According to the Rashbam, now it will be similar to kalim that are given over lahashul lahaschir, where we say there it's like an exception to the rule of kol mashatachas yad adam shaloyhu, because since it's something that's normally lent from one person to the other, we don't have a chazaka that this is yours because we assume that you borrowed it from the other person. You're not nemet to say lakuachu biyadi. So too, if edim are made that you received it as a shoemaker receiving shoes, then you're not believed to say later that you purchased it. And certainly when you have no migui. So according to the Rashbam's pshat in Rabbah, by moserloi be'edim, it doesn't matter ra'ah or loy ra'ah, in those two boxes in the chart will fill in that ain nemon, he's not believed. Continues Rabbah, avol moserloi shaloi be'edim. But if it was given over not in front of edim, so then it'll be nemon, explains the Rashbam, both by ra'ah and by loy ra'ah. Because mitoich sheyachol loymer loy ha'edvar ma'ilam, since he could say loy hadam, which is the Rosh Tevis for Hayu Dvor Ma'olam. He could say that this never took place, and we'll soon see what that means. Ki Omer Le Nami Lekuchi Hi Biyadi Mehemon. If he says now, yes, you gave it to me to fix, but subsequently I bought it, he's believed because he has a migui. And the Rashbam explains that this works whether we see it by him or we don't see it by him. Certainly, if we don't see the Talis in his hands, because since he could say, yes, you gave it to me, but I returned it to you, and he's believed to say I returned it to you, because since it wasn't given over in front of Edim, he doesn't have to return it in front of Edim. So here, says Rabbah, by loy moser loy lefnei Edim, then avada there is a migui by loy ra. Or he could say, loy hadam, loy hoyedvor ma'ilam, you never gave it to me. He has a migui to say I gave it back, or he has a migui to say you never gave it to me in the first place because you didn't do it in front of Edom. So that's why, in that case, he would be believed, says the Rashbam, with a shuas heses. So when he says now also that yes, I bought it, but it's lakuach, I received it originally to fix, but now I bought it. So he's believed with a migui. He could have said loy adam. But then the Rashbam goes further. That's speaking about where loy ro. But what about by ro? So there's no edim when it was given over to be fixed, but now we see it that he has it. So he doesn't have a migui anymore to say that hechzartiv, I gave it back, because he has it in his hands. So he has a different migui. He could have said loy adam. What's the loy adam here? So Tosfos says that the loy adam is that you sold it to me originally. I'm saying now that you gave it to me to fix, but subsequently I bought it. I could have said that you never gave it to me to fix. You gave it to me originally, you sold it to me. Or the Rashbam says that I never got it from you, I got it from someone else. You owned it, but you sold it to the other party, and the other party sold it to me, and I never got it from you to begin with. So I could have that migui. So therefore, when I say, yes, you gave it to me to fix, but I subsequently bought it from you, I'm nema with the migui. So because Rab is of the opinion that where you didn't give it over with Edim, there makes a difference, raw or loy raw, there's a chazaka. And this, says the Rashbam, is not comparable to the halacha of Dvorim Asum Lahaskir, things that are usually lent or rented out, and the person who has it now says that I bought it, he's not believed. Even though over there was no Edim Mesira, for the Shiloh Aschiris, because these are chfetzim which are normally given over to Shiloh and Schira. But over here, since you don't have Edom, Einichen, I mean, the case before where you had Edom, there the person's not Neman to say Lakuach Ubiyadi, because Mestama, you never bought it. The Raya, you have to bring the Raya, not the Moitzi. We trust the Moitzi that it was given over by Edom, that you have to prove that subsequently you bought it. That's it was given over by Edom. But in our case where it wasn't given over by Edom, then we'll say that it's not the same as Shiloh and Schir. He's an Uman and you're giving shoes to a shoemaker and probably it's to be fixed. No Raya. The person can say, you were never a customer of me. You used to bring your shoes to someone else. And in fact, this time you did bring it to me to fix, but I subsequently bought it and I'm Nema with a Migwi that I could have said that I never received it from you. So here we won't compare it to Shal and Schira, where the onus is on the Machzik to prove that it is the Lakuach. Here we'll say if there was no Edim that it was given over B'Toiras Umnes, that we will believe the Machzik, the Umen, that he got it to fix, but subsequently he bought it, and he'll be believed with a migui. So it comes out, according to Rabbah, that the Iker criteria here is, are there Edom or are there no Edom? If there's Edom, he's never believed. Bein ra, bein loy ra. If there's no Edom, then he's believed. Bein ra, bein loy ra. This is the Shita of Rabbah. Amar le Abaya, said Abaya to Rabbah, I hachi. If you're bringing in the concept of migui, and migui is going to help where there's no Edom, bein loy ra or ra, so I have a kasha, afila be'edim nami. Why weren't you mechalik, says the Rashbam, by Edom themselves? Because in the case of loy ra, tainas Abaya, why do you say by Edom, by loy ra, that there's no migui? There's still a migui. He could have said to the ma'arer, I returned it to you. Yes, you gave it to me, but I gave it back. And ki amar le lekuchi biyadi mehemen. Even if he says now, you gave it to me to fix what I subsequently bought it, you should be believed. Because Abai is of the opinion that hamafket etzach haver beinim ain't sorich lahachzul beinim, not like Rabbah. So that's why Abai says to Rabbah, if you believe in migui, then I have another migui. I have, even when there is a, then why do you say across the board, bein ra, bein loy ra, he's not believed, by loy ra he should be believed, because you have a migui of exartiv, because you don't have to return it with Edom. Amar le Rabbah, said Rabbah to answer Abai's kasha. Mi savra, do you then hold? As we turn to Mem Hamid Beis, Hamaf Gedeitz Chaver Beidim, Ain Tzarch Lachzul Beidim. That's what you hold. Lo Yisal Kedatoch. Don't think this way. Ella, Hamafkit, Eitz Lechaver Be'edim, Tzarech Lahachzul Be'edim. You do have to return it with Edom, and that's why when there's Edom in the Mesira that he gave it over to be fixed, he's not believed with a Migui of Echzartiv, even by Loiro, we don't see it in front of him now, because he's not Neman to say Echzartiv, because he should have returned it with Edom, because if it's given over with Edom, it has to be returned with Edom, and therefore he has no migui of Hechzartiv. So according to Rabbah, the main criteria is Edom or not Edom. And if there's Edom, he's never believed, whether it's raw or loy raw. If there's no Edom, he is believed, whether raw or loy raw. According to Abai, explains the Rashbam, the criteria is raw or loy raw, and by raw or loy raw, it doesn't matter whether there is Edom or there is not Edom. Because Abaya says that if it's loy raw, then he always has a migui of exartiv. Whether there's no Edom, he certainly has a migui, I gave it back to you. He's believed to say lakuach ibiyari now, with a migui of exartiv, or even if there is Edom, because Abaya holds ein tzarech lahachzuloi be'edim. So therefore, by loy ra, we don't see it in front of him now. He's believed with a migui of exartiv. But if ra, then Abaya shita is that it makes no difference in front of Edom or not in front of Edom. He's never believed. Why? because even if it's in not in front of Edom, Abaye disagrees with Rabbah. Not only does he disagree with him on the premise of a mafkid es chaver be'edim, that Rabbah holds sorach lahachshaloi be'edim and Abaye holds ain sorach lahachshaloi, there's another machlokes here. Do we compare the halacha of Uman to Shiloh and Schiris? Just like we said a person is not believed by Dvor Masun Lahashulah Haschir to say that it's Lakuch B'yadi, Abaye holds if you take away the Migli of Echzartiv, which will be by Raw, where he can no longer say Echzartiv, we see it in his possession right now, so then it's impossible to give him a Migli. He could have said Lo Yadam, that I received this, for example, if there's no Edim, that I received this as a Mechira. I received it from somebody else. I received it from you originally as a Mechira. Because once I take away the Hechzartiv, you're an Omen. If you're an Omen, just like things that are Asui Lahash Lahash, you can't say Lekuch Biyadi. So if you're an Omen, we also assume that it was given over to you, Betoris Omnis to fix. And therefore, no Migui helps, nothing helps. We assume that it was given over. The onus is on you to prove that it wasn't given over as, to fixed, or even if it was given over to fixed, that now you bought it, that the onus is on you. Otherwise, we assume that it was given over and remained in your rishus as an umman. Rabbah only holds that if there were Edim by the Mesira. If there's no Edim, then it's not like Dvor Masum Lahashul Haskel. He will be believed. Mashenken, according to Abaye, the main point is it raw or loy raw? Loy raw, it's Neman with a migui of Echzartiv, whether there were Edim originally or not. And if raw, then he's not Neman with Echzartiv. And even if there is no Edim, he also won't be believed, because we assume that the person received, an umman always receives things as an umman, and therefore it is like Dvor Masrim Lahashul Haskar, and he will not be believed. So really, I was thinking that just like Rabbah asked the Kasha to Abaye asked the Kasha to Rabbah, Rabbah could have turned around and asked the Kasha to Abaye. According to you, Abaye, by the case of raw, when there's no Edim, you believe also in the concept of Migui of Echzartiv. Well, by raw and no Edim, why don't you hold that he's believed? He has a Migui, he could have said Lo Yadam. And it's not like Dvor Masum Lahashul Lahashir, if there's no Edim to begin with. Then I say, he could tie that you weren't my regular customer, you didn't give it over to me as a uman. So that would be a kasha on Abaye, and Abaye will answer, I disagree with you, Rabbah. I hold that once it's raw, and we take away the migui of Echzartiv, there is no migui of Lo Yadam, because we have to assume, if we would say Lo Yadam, we wouldn't believe him either, because we have to assume that he, an uman, a shoemaker, receives shoes to fix. And he's not believed to say he originally got it as a item of sale, or he got it from somebody else as an item of sale. He wouldn't be believed. We have to assume it was and remains as something to fix. And therefore, Abaye Shita is, by raw, it doesn't matter. Even if it's Ein Edim, he's Ein Neman. So it comes out that the two points of contention are by Edim and Loira, that according to Rabbah, it's not believed, and according to Abaye, it is believed by Loira with a Migui of Echzartiv, and the other point of contention is, if you have no Edim, and it was Ra'ah, that according to Rabbah, without Edim, you are believed with a Migui, according to Abaye, you are not believed because you don't have the Migui of Echzartiv once it's raw, and Abaye never holds of the Migui of Lo Yadam, because we have to assume that an Uman received it as an Uman, and it remains like Dvor Masum Lahashul Haskar, and therefore there is no Migui, and he's not Neman in that case to say Lekuchi Biyari. Again, once this is put in a chart, it's much easier to see the cases where Rabbah says Ein Neman, and where he says Neman, and the case of Abaye, where he holds Neman, and where he subsequently holds Einoi Neman. Continues the Gemara, the Bach says that the next word is Esfe Abaya. Abaya asked the question against Rabbah. We have learned raw avder biyat umen. If somebody saw his eved in the hands of an umen, the eved had been sent to the umen to learn the skill of the umen. The eved was an apprentice of the professional, or he saw v'talis biyat karvis. He saw his talis in the hands of the cleaner, Oimer Loi, so the owner says to the Umen or to the Koves, Mativu Yatzacha, what is this doing? What condition have you accepted this? Have you accepted it as a professional Umen, or have you perhaps purchased it? The Bach puts in Omar Lei, so he responded, the Umen or the Koves responded, Ata Mochartoli. You sold it to me, Atana Sata Levi Matana. I did not receive it in a professional manner, but rather you sold it to me, or you gave it to me as a Matana. The halacha is, Loi Omar Klum. The Umen, the Koves, is not believed. We give it back to the owner, because Umen does not have a Chazaka. Now the Rashbam speaks out that in the case of an Eved, it's only an Umen who doesn't have a Chazaka. But another person would have a chazaka, because we're speaking about that the other person would have had this evet for 3 years, because that's the halacha, an evet who's able to move around. He has a din of cheskes kimul shonim like karka. However, talis, the chazaka would come, says the Rashbam, immediately, a filik shoachas, even if he saw it for a short while, an hour, that the Kaivis had it. So if it would be a regular person, it would not be a Kaivis. Immediately, what Kol Mashatachas Yad Adam Shalayhu, if I saw it by him even for a short while, by an Eved, it would be 3 years. So by a regular person, if they would time them once they had it for 3 years, or in the case of a Talis, they had it for a Shaw, they would say, I bought it, they would be believed. But in the case of an Umen or a Kaivis, we assume that they took it in a professional manner, they did not buy it, and therefore, Loi Omar Klum. Continues the Bryce, and we'll soon see what Abai's Kash is going to be on Rabbah, but first let's learn the Seifa and understand the difference between the Reish and the Seifa. If he said, Bifonai Omarta Loi, that in front of me, the Gemara now assumes that it is the Umen who's speaking. In front of me, you told your shliach. L'moich roi v'litna loi. Your words were to your shliach, go sell it or give it as a matana to him, meaning the Umen says, the Kaiva says, you meant to me. You told your shliach, give him, meaning give it to me, the Kaiva or the Umen, b'matana, to give it as a matana, dvor of kayamen. Then we do believe the Kaivis and the Umen. And the Gemara asks, Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa. Before we go on to ask the Kash against the Rabbah, the Gemara says, what is the difference? If this is the Pshat and the Seifa, then what's enough committed between the Reisha and the Seifa? What's the difference if in the Reisha he says, you sold it to me, or in the Seifa where he says, I'm testifying that your Shliach, you commanded him to sell it to me. But in both cases, he should not be believed if he's an Umen, if there's no chazaka to an Umen. Amar Rava, the Rashbam's gear says, Amar Rava, Seifa, the pshat in the Seifa is that it's not the Umen speaking, but rather, b'yaitzi metachas yidei acher. It's coming from somebody else. V'ka'amar le'acher, the other party, the third party, not the Umen, not the previous owner, but the third party says, "Bifonai amarta loy lemoicher v'litnoi b'matana." In front of me, you told the Umen, "I'm not going to take back my evet. I'm not going to take back my talis, but rather sell it to that third party. You said to sell it to me." So then, that third party who has a chazak of 3 years with the evet, or a shaw achas with the metaltlin, the talis, Migridi boy Amalei Minach Zvante, since he would be believed, he's not an Umen, he would be believed to have said directly that he bought it from the previous owner. Ki Amalei Nami Bifonei Amartolei Lamoichroi, Dvarav Kayamin Umehaman. So even if he says that in front of me you told him to sell it to me, you told the Uman or the Kaivis to sell it to me, so the third party is believed. Because he has a migui. Without a migui, Einachanami, he wouldn't be believed, even though he has it under his hand, and even though he's not an Uman. That's because he's coming Mikoyecha Uman. He's saying he bought it from the Uman, and the Uman himself would not be believed to say, I bought it from the previous owner. So that's why without a migui, just Alz Chazaka Kol Masha Tachas Yaradim Shaloyhu, it would not be sufficient here. You need a migui. But with a migui, it's Nemun. So that's the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha, the Uman, is speaking, he's not believed. The Seifa, the third party is speaking, he's believed with a migui. Now we get to the Kasha of Abaya against Rabbah. Ptonimius, Reisha. We learned in the Reisha, the first word of this brisa said, ra'ah, that this whole halacha is only if he saw his eved in the hands of the uman, or his talis in the hands of the cleaner. So ask the Gemara, ask the Abaya to Rabbah, hey chidami, what's the case? Is it a case of ikka edim, or is it a case of lek edim? But either way, Abaya is sort of trapping Rabbah, like a checkmate, because you were not mechalik between raw and loy raw. On Ahmed Aleph, when you stated your sheet in this whole inyan, you didn't make a chilik between raw and loy raw. The chilik was always between ikko edim or lekko edim. If ikko edim, then the uman is not believed, whether raw or loy raw. And if lekko edim, according to Rabbah, then the uman is believed, whether raw or loy raw. And this was based on two chedushim of Rabbah. When there is edim, Rabbah said you're not believed, even if loy raw, because Rabbah's shita was hamafked etz chaver be'edim tzorich lahachshalay be'edim. You're going to say you now bought it from the owner with a migui that you could have said by loy raw hechzartiv, but you took it with edim. If you took it with edim, you have to return with edim. We don't believe you with the migui of hechzartiv. So that was the first chiddush. Therefore, when there is edim, according to Rabbah, you're not believed even by loy raw. The second chiddush of Rabbah was that when there's no edim, then the uman is believed even by raw. Even by raw, where there's no migui anymore of hechzartiv, because we see the item that he has it, but still, since there's leko edim, Rabbah is not of the opinion that we normally think that an uman can't have a chazaka on things that he fixes in his umness. A shoemaker can never have a chazaka on a pair of shoes because it'll be comparable to things that are always lent out. Dvor masum lahashul lahaschir, Rabbah doesn't make that comparison. If there's edim that was given over in such a fashion, then we don't believe him. Ein chanami, we won't believe him. Whether raw, loy raw. But if there's no edim, so then even raw, and there's no migui of exartiv, but he'll have a migui, says the rabbah, of loy adam, that you didn't give it to me over as an uman. You gave it to me over, you sold it to me directly, or I bought it from a third party who bought it from you, as we explained on Amud Aleph from Rashbam and Tosfos. So those were the two chedushim of Rabbah. Now Abaya is challenging that one of these chedushim has to go. Either by ikko edim, by loy raw, to say that is also, according to Rabbah, when it's ikko edim and loy raw, that he's not nemon, that might have to go, or by leko edim, that raw is neman, that will have to go. Because here we see clearly in the brisa, there's a chilek between raw and loy raw. Now let's see the Gemara inside. Ask Abaya. Ida ikka edim, if the case speaking about there is edim in the Mesira, it was given over to him as an uman, lomali raw. So why did the brisa stress that he saw it, even if loy raw? Nasi Edim and Ishkol. You said before, Rabbah, that when there's Edim, then even by loy raw, he has to give it up. He can't say, I took it, because if you took it with Edim, then you have to return it with Edim. So all the Ma'ar would have to do is bring the Edim Asira. And obviously he has no Edim that returned it, because the fact is that we're speaking about a case of raw, it was by him. But that just indicates that he doesn't have Edom that he returned it. It's in fact by him. But the Gemara is asking if in fact the case here is that there is no Edom that he returned it. So let him just bring the Edom Asira and Vinishkel. He should be able to take it back because Rabbi Shita is that once there's Edom, even by Loy Raw, you have to give it back because you should have given it back with Edom. Elalav, we're going to have to say, says Abaya, the Leka Edom. There's no Edom. But what do you see here? Even by Leka Edom, raw, v'chi raw, miyotafis lay. But if the Baal Bayis sees his talis by the cleaner or his evid by the Umin, he does have a right to it. We don't believe the Umin when he says lakuachu biyadi. So you see, Rabbi says, if it's Leka Edom, then you have a proof that I'm right, that by raw he loses it. And you said that by Leka Edom, even if it's Leka Edom, even by raw, you said that the Umin would be believed because there's no Edim, so we don't have to assume that it's like Dvorim Asum L'Hashul L'Hasker. So one of your two Chedushim has to go. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi responded, Loi, there's no proof that it's speaking about Leka Edim, and by Raw I have to give it up. I disagree with you. Leka Edim and Raw, the Umin can keep it. Because we don't have to assume it's like Dvorim Asum L'Hashul L'Hasker. And that will be the machlokas between Rabbah and Abaya. But you know what we're speaking about here? Where we say raw, you have to give it up? La'olam de'ika edim. It is speaking about there is edim. V'hu de'raw. The only time you have to give it up is by raw. Ein echanami. If it's loy raw, you won't have to give it up. So Abaya immediately asks, well, atu da'amr ha'mafkadei tzachaver be'edim tzarchlefer be'edim. Your whole shita in this whole daf was that if I gave it over with edim, I have to return it with edim. And that's why if there's ika edim, and it's loy raw, it's also not good, because what's your migri? I bought it with a migri, I returned it, but you're not believed to say you returned it without Edim. Amar le, hadri bi. So Rabbi says, okay, on that I concede. On that I admit defeat, and I take it back. I don't believe hamafkadei tzchaver be'edim tzorch lipar be'edim. And therefore, if it's ikko Edim and loy raw, he will be believed. The only case of the four cases that we are discussing where he will not be believed, according to Rabbah, will be by two chesroinus against him. A, it's raw, so he has no migah v'chzart if we see it. B, Edom say that he got it originally as an umen. So if you have those two factors together, then we'll say he's not believed to say l'kuachu biyadi. But if it's leko Edom, whether it's with raw or loy raw, Rabba will say the Umin is Neman. If it's Ika Edim and loy raw, Rabba retracts from the Chiddush of a Mafkid, Eitzachaver Beidim, Tzarkli Par Beidim. You don't have to return a Beidim. So therefore, he's believed to say Lakuach with a Migui of Hechzarti. Whereas, according to Abaya, it's the Rashbam explains that it's still totally on one factor. Is it raw or loy raw? If it's loy raw, you have a migah v'chzartiv, whether it's with Edom or without Edom. And if it's raw, then he's not believed to Umin, whether it's with Edom or without Edom, because once it's raw, the migah v'chzartiv is not there. And if so, there's no other migri. There's no migri that loy adam, you gave it to me as a moicher. I bought it from you. I bought it from a third party. No, we say it's since you were a professional, it was probably given to you as a professional, and therefore it's like Dvorim Asurim L'Hash L'Hasker, where you're not Neman to say that it is L'kuachu Biyadi. So at the end of the Gemara now, it comes out from the four cases, we only have one Machloikis. Everybody agrees that Ika Edim and Raw, that the Umin is not believed. Everybody agrees by Leko Edim and Loira that the Umin is believed. By Iko Edim and Loira, again, everybody will agree that he is Nemon. The only Machloikis will be by Leko Edim and Ra'a. That comes out to be the only Machloikis at the end of the Sugya. That according to Rabbah, by Leko Edim, V'raw, we're not going to say it's like Dvorim Asurim L'Hash L'Hasker, and he will be believed. since there were no Edom that it was given over to him originally as a professional, he'll be believed to say, Lekuach u'biyadi. However, according to Abaya, if it's raw and he has no Megev Echzartiv, then he's not believed to say that he bought it. We assume that it was given over to him as a professional, and it is like Dvar Masrim Lahaskir, and it's not believed. That is the final machlokes, and the Rashbam says that the maskon of our Gemara is to paskin like Abaya. Continues the Gemara, Masiv Rav L'Siyu L'Rabba, as the Rashbam says, Nir Rabbeinai, that Rav said this particular lashon in the base of Medrash, Tanya Kavasei De Rabba V'Tiyufta D'Abaya. I have a right to Rabba and a kasha on Abaya. We learned in Bava Metzia, Hanoisen Tal Yisrael Umen. If somebody gave his talis over to a craftsman, let's say a cleaner, Umen Oy Mishtaim Katzatzeli, when he cleaned it, the Umen said that we made up, you're going to pay me two. V'haloy Yomer Lo Katzatzel Chalachas. I only said I'd pay one. What's the halacha? So this is a case of Moed B'miktzas. So we learned over there above Metzia, Kol Zman Shatalis B'yad Umen Alabayis Lavi Raya. As long as the talis is in the hand of the human, so then the Baal Bayis has to bring a ride that it was only one. Because the Uman is believed with a migui. He could have said, I bought it from you. And therefore, he's believed up to the value of the item itself. As the Rashbam brings down, he's yachol litn ad kedei domav. So he's believed with a migui. But what happens if the Sefer says over there, Nosno Loi, he already returned it, so it's not Tachas Yad Ha'uman, he had already given it back, and then they have this disagreement. Just before we go on, in the Reishit, the Baal Bayis has to bring a Raya, means he has to bring Edim to show that in fact they only made up one, and not two, to pay two. Nosno Loi, but he already gave it over to, back to the owner. So if Bismanoi, if he gave it over and the Balabos paid him in the right zman, so then the din is Nishba Venoitel. Then he swears and he takes. We know that a Uman, a worker, a poil, has to be paid in the right time. If he works during the day, he gets paid at night. If he works during the night, he gets paid in the day. If he's an Uman returning an article, he has to be paid that same day. So if the Baal Bayis paid him the same day, and the Baal Bayis, we say, was busy with his various payments, so then we say that the poil, who, the Gemara says in Shavuos, that the poil, who this is his lifeblood, he's working to support his family, so the Baal Bayis is busy making his various payments. He could have gotten confused, whereas the poyol is concentrating on getting what is rightfully his, and that's why we do an unusual thing here. We say nishba v'naitel. Really, the din should be that the Baal Bayis should swear moide b'miktzas and be potter. And yet we say over here that nishba v'naitel over zmani hamaitzruch avel v'raya. But what happens if he paid after the zman? So then we say that the Baal Bayis had time to think of actually how much they made up. Then we go with the conservative approach of hamaitzruch avel v'raya, that since it's in the hands now of the Baal Bayis, and you want to get out from him two, and he only admits to one, so he'll swear might have been mixes that he's potter, and the only way that you could prove that he's chayv is if you will bring Edom against him. Now the Gemara wants to understand the ratio. Hey chidami, what is it speaking about? If there are Edom, lech se Edom ikamri. So if there were Edom asira that he gave it to him over as an omen, so Mistamid Rashbam says the Edom asira also heard how much they made up. So let those Edom testify. Ella lav, as we turn to Memvav Amud Aleph, the Leka Edom. There were no Edom at the time of the Masira. And yet, the Gemara assumes now that it was speaking about that it was raw Tachas Yoreh. It wasn't just that he had it in the Reisha under his hand, but and that's why it's believed with a Migui, but rather it's speaking about that the Baal Bayis saw it under his hands. As the top line of Tosfos says over here, the ain kan shum chiddush elavade iri bara. If it would be speaking about the Gemara assumed leka edim and loy ra'a, then avaru the is believed with a migri that he could say that you never gave it to me to begin with. There's no edim, so therefore it must be speaking of a case of leka edim, but at least it was raw. So there would be a shtickle chiddush that he can't say Hechzartiv, there would be a Chiddush. So, Uktani, Umin Mehemen, the Umins believe, Migui Diboy Amalei Lekuchi Biyadi. The Umins believe because he has a Migui. Mehemen Nami, I agree. That's why he's believed up to the value of the item itself on how much wages they made up. So, as a buyer to Rabba, here we see there's a case of Leka Adam, and it's raw, and yet we say that the Umin is believed to say how much they made up with a migui, because he could have said l'kuu chibiyadi. So we see he is believed in such a situation to say l'kuu chibiyadi. Kasha on Abaya, because according to Abaya, once it's raw, the omen is never believed. The Gemara answers, loy, Abaya will answer, loy, them, the leka adam. It's speaking about there is no adam. Vahu de loy raw, and it's not speaking about raw, it's speaking about loy raw. Ah, you asked me a kasha, explains Tosfos that what's the chiddush of the ratio? There is no chiddush that the Omen's believed in such a case, but the only reason it says the Reish is because of the special dinim of Nishba V'Neitel and Moida B'Mixis that we learn about in the Sefer, so that's why he gave the din of the Reish. There is no Chiddush in the Reish. The Reish is speaking about there's no Edom and Loi Ra, and that's why the Omen is believed, but if it would be Ra, Abayim maintains that Ein Echnami, the Omen would not be believed.